This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Well, welcome back to another home or the home episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land. All right, he's on the move. Somewhere walking around Seattle right now. You guys don't even cop. Cop, what's going on?
You're man on the streets and your eyes in the skies. What's up, boys? How's it going?
I like that you're roaming the streets because you have so you can find some internet. All right, back up there, get the studio all set up. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, so this will be a little bit of a quicker one anyhow. We're starting a little later in the night. First thing first, heat wave. Cobb, thanks for bringing Matt. Thanks for bringing the weather back with you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, dude, it's nice, man. Are you not feeling this, Ted? Is it too hot? Has Seattle reached peak heat? We're supposed to hit like 90-something next week.
Yeah, like today's fine, but this weekend's going to be a cooker. They're talking like 100 degrees.
Jesus. I weirdly am into that, but I know a lot of this town is not.
We haven't had a 100-degree day in almost 100 years.
We haven't had a 100-degree... What? I feel like we had a 100-degree day when I was a kid. Is that not true? Is that just in my mind?
I was just looking at, you know, some weather blogs today, and I'm pretty sure that was the stat. It's been 100 years.
Whoa.
Hang on, I'll find it. Seattle has only hit 100 times... Or hit 100 three times in the past 100 years. This weekend, and we could hit 100 in 3 days. So we have had a 100-degree day.
Holy shnikes.
I mean, I think the thing with, like, I was just back east, and it's obviously hotter and humid. But I think people forget, like, there's no other metropolitan area as big as Seattle that people don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, seriously. There's no AC here.
Yeah, and like during the day, it's great, but at nighttime, it's like it's a little warm. I'm running a two fan system over here, boys.
What, one in, one out?
I got a smaller one that goes directly on my head, and then just sleep with a sheet, feet out, and I have a box fan at the bottom of my bed that just hits the feet. So I figure if I keep the top of my head cool, my feet cool, I'll be all right.
I like that thinking.
Yeah, right? Because, I mean, that's where you lose all your heat.
Yeah.
I was like, if I keep those two parts of the body cool, I'll be good to go.
Get that heat out of there.
All right. I did go to an awesome party this past weekend. Cobb, you've been right. The YOLO factor is high. I mean, people were so excited.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. I've been saying it over and over again. Animal spirits will rule the day this summer. People are feeling hot. They're feeling sexy. They're feeling horny coming out of quarantine. People have been deprived of, you know, alcohol, relationships, just being in the wild. People have forgotten how to exist in public amongst their fellow man, and it's about to go down.
Yeah, I had another friend of ours doing some wingman work, and then, like, you know, this house is pretty big. So I was downstairs shooting pool with a bunch of rugby dudes. And then, yeah, I went back upstairs. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me put in some work real quick. And like, there was already some, I mean, there was some interest, but there was already another dude on it. And like 5 minutes into my convo, he like threw his arm around there and we're like, we should go back inside. And I was like, oh, all right.
Wow, staking his claim.
Oh, he went in hard for that claim and was like, this is my area. You go pay for gold somewhere else, Ted Smith.
Ted, in out here in the Wild West, you might not have this on the East Coast, okay? But out here on the Wild West, we have a term for people like that. It's called a claim jumper. He jumped your gold claim.
Right? And your boy was on fire at this party, man. Matt, you'll appreciate this. So the house where it's at down the street is this woman's father's house. So there's a pool party from 1 to 5. And then the official party at this house starts at 5.
Oh, that's huge.
So I roll in one of a crew of 4. But we get there and there's nobody at the house and nobody else has been to the house. They're like, Ted, are you sure this is the house? I'm like, I'm positive. Look at all the beers in here. Like, there's food all over the place. This is the spot. So then we're sitting there and like two couples show up and like it's like 5 of them. So I'm talking to like one of the girls I know from back in the day. And I'm like, hey, like I'm Ted. Like we know each other. And she's like, yeah, I know you. There was a cardboard cutout of you in my apartment for like 2 weeks. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, paper Ted made a lot of rounds. Like, and then her, I don't know if it's her husband or her fiance. He has like a dog with him, but they're all getting out of the pool. So he's like, I got to go shower. So he just gives the dog to Sean. But then this other girl is kind of grilling us. Like, how do you know the girl throwing the party? And I'm like, trust me, I know people, this and that. And then everybody showed up and it was fine. She was like, sorry, I just had to ask. I was like, nah, I respect you for protecting the house. I mean, we could have just been 4 dudes that rolled up to a party because it looked like it was going to be a party.
Dang, man. Yeah, it's always tough when people get protective. As far as this party went, like, were you going for sort of a casual gold panning strategy or like a land grab strategy? I mean, what's the tactic this summer with animal spirits alive?
I mean, at this party, I wasn't sure who was single and who wasn't. So it just started with, I was like, we just got to entertain people, right? Because they and keep in mind, like we show up at 5. Everybody shows back up at 5:30. They've already been down at the pool, just like hammering drinks and stuff. So luckily, I have a friend that runs a popcorn shop. So we had like 5 giant gold bags of popcorn. I'm like, right. So I'm like, let's get some. But the thing is, the gold bags look so nice. I go inside and people are kind of everybody's like, you know, like when people are drunk and they've been in the sun, they're just eating food. Right. At this point, it's just a mass cooked burgers. So I go inside. I'm like, why don't you guys eat some of this popcorn? And we're like, we thought those were gifts. And I'm like, these are not gifts. And the one girl I knew, I didn't realize, like, I thought she just wasn't drinking. She's pregnant. So I'm like, I'll get you some popcorn. So then, Cobb, I'm just ripping open all the bags. Like, I'm passing out popcorn. I come back in. People are filling up red cups full of popcorn. And are like,
oh, I love it. Music in my ears.
This is unbelievable. So you know me. I text you this, but I literally go, listen, folks, this is the only thing I ask. Next time you're at the market, you go all the way down and you buy a bag. And they're like, yeah, sure. This is the greatest popcorn I've ever had. And I'm like, all right. And then the funny thing is, the girl who stole the party went to Boston College with Cobb. So everybody's like, what is this? And I'm like, no, like, some of you know this person. He was here 2 years ago with us.
You know this man. Dude, well, like you were saying, man, you know, the biggest problem I think at our age with going to a party is you really can't tell who's single. And I feel like most of the ones that you're hoping are have like a long-term 4-year boyfriend that just won't commit, that probably will never end up committing. And you're just like, dude, like, stop, you know, get rid of like the option call on this girl and just tell her you're not going to marry her so somebody else can have a shot.
Yeah, right? I mean, you're running the RPO. Like, just either throw the ball or not.
Yeah, dude, exactly. They've got like the little placeholder on it and it's just like, mate, like, come on. What are we doing here? I think there should be some sort of a rule. It's like they get like a 2-year hold and then it's open season again.
Yeah, But yeah, at this point in the party, right, like I'm helping like grill the burgers. I'm taking out recycling. Like we've got to earn our keep. Then you fast forward like 2 or 3 hours. Now we're dominating. Like everybody loves us. Like we're making friends with everybody. There's a basketball game on. I'm screaming about Kevin Durant, PG County. So I was a little aggressive for some people. I went up later and was like, "Hey man, I'm just busting balls. Like you're fine." And they were like, "Oh yeah, all right." But the wildest thing is everybody just brings beer to this party, right? Also, they had a keg of seltzer from Hellbent. That was the first time I've ever seen a keg of hard seltzer.
Dude, I experienced the same thing this weekend for the first time. And the thing with the keg is they go down so easy. I had no idea where I was at. The wedding I went to, exact same thing. The first two were regular claws out of the can. And by like the fifth cup, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Like this is not soda water. I'm getting hammered.
Oh yeah. I was putting in work on my red cup.
Dude, it's nice though. I liked the seltzer from the keg.
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure me and Dolan's put down half that keg.
Yeah, I can see Dolan's being pretty into that.
Right. So it's me, Dolan's, the mayor, and then my buddy Brett, right? So it's a good look, you know, it's a good crew of four dudes. Like one guy's talking to us and before I'm like, oh, don't sweat it, man. We're just cops. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm just messing with you. We're not cops. Like
put into your pockets.
Right. I mean, like, he for a minute was like, it's kind of a weird looking foursome, but they could be cops. So you fast forward now, like people are downstairs, like the party's getting going, right? Like people are having fun. So there's this massive cooler in the garage that like everybody's throwing beer in, but it's not our beer. So me and Brett go out there just in the garage to smoke weed. And we're sitting there for like 10 minutes. And I go, Brett, just hang on. They're coming. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, they're coming. So once in a while, people trickle out and they're opening the fridge. And then we're like, hey, you guys need beers? And they're like, yeah, do you guys mind? And we're like popping up in unison. We're opening it. What do you want? So this goes on for like half an hour. Now half the party's in the garage. And finally, one dude goes, hey, man, I think those are my Mick Ultras. And we just go, oh, yeah, we have no idea who beers these are. We've just been sitting here.
As you've been passing them out to half the party and taking the credit. I love it.
And then, so we're sitting there and I go, hey, man, let's, the street it's on goes right down, falls right down to the water. I mean, Cobb, you know it. So there's like a little bit of the sunset left. So I'm like, hey, man, let's go out and catch the end of that sunset. Maybe smoke some more weed. Same thing. We're out there maybe 5 minutes. Here comes the entire party. Now we're taking group pictures. And I was like, we are the fucking Pied Pipers of this goddamn party. And it's awesome.
That's when you know you're in control. When you get two moves and the whole party follows. That's when you make your move on the female of your choice, I would say. Married or unmarried. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there was one duck on the pond earlier in the day, but there was a little competition within the group. And I was like, all right, I'll pass that one off. But I probably spent too much time on that one.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing, man, Ted. Now people are coming off of starving. It was pandemic conditions. And so I think it's going to get a little chippy out there this summer. I think you might have to throw some bows. I know that's not your style. It's not mine either. But at this point, you know, it's kill or be killed in the animal kingdom.
Right. I got to just rough somebody off and take that pass.
Dude, I'm just saying curve someone. You know, it doesn't have to be anything too aggressive, but just like, you know, the arm around and we're gone.
But either way, you're 100% right. It is just awesome to see people back out there. I mean, people were so excited. Everyone's like, this is the first party I've been to in a year. I was like, all right, we can all stop saying that. This is clearly the first party we've all been to in a year and a half.
Yeah, it does feel good though, man. It's like an overwhelming sense of joy just being around humans, vibrating, having a good time, having a couple cocktails, a few laughs, and you know, laying your eyes on something a little easier.
Yeah, it's also fun because it's one of those parties where there's like a group of people that I only see at this party, and they're like, hey, you remember me? I was like, yeah, of course, like blah blah blah. I mean, especially the four of us, we were just on our P's and Q's, just dominating out there.
I love it. Dang, man, that's going to be a tougher and tougher invite to swing each year now that it's getting – whoa, sorry, a bunch of fireworks just went off near me. Like I said, I'm just out on the streets.
I think it's officially fireworks season already, right? What are we at? July 22nd. Like, people, I mean, I've been hearing him in Capitol Hill for like the last three nights.
Yeah, I just drove through. I was up north today. I went out to Orcas Island. So we drove like right past Boom City, and it is going off. The people, I mean, like I said, animal spirits. We're going to see a summer of extremes, whether that's fireworks or crazy hookups. In fact, I would go so far as to say, if ever there was a summer to like bat above your pay grade, this would be the summer.
Yeah, your boys are due. Well, one boy's due. Everybody else in here still sitting in the house with their own cats.
Hey, you know, look, some people heard there was a storm coming and they battened down the hatches. Others decided to go Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump style and climb the flagpole, okay? You call this a storm?
Right.
You know, and frankly, Ted, I'll say this out loud. I respect you for it. I think that was a pro move. Pro is the wrong word. A bold move, confident move. I like it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and the one person there works for Nordstrom, and I don't know how. I think 2 years ago I wore the polka dot shirt. So I got like these new button-ups that are like very lightweight that you can sweat through. And it's just amazing. They were like, oh, this is a good pattern. Did you know this is the new hot pattern? And I'm just like, I'm not lying because I don't like the lie. But I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm trying. Like this and that. And they walk away. And my buddy's like, where'd you get these shirts? I was like, I got them at Men's Warehouse. Like, I didn't even fucking pick it out. The dude picked it out for me. I go, this is purely luck that this worked out this well.
Gotta give a shout out to God. Guide me to the shirt of the women's dreams. Oh, I love that, Ted. Most fashionably dressed 3 years in a row, or 2 years in a row.
Right. Oh, it was a good time. Let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit. I forget the guy's name, but he's the NFL player that came out and was like, yeah, I'm a homosexual. I'm gay. Which.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the first active player, right? Because Michael Sam came out in college but got drafted, but I don't know that he played that long. But the only thing I was going to say about it is, like I get some people being like, why does it matter? But it's like, well, because there's younger kids who are still gay and are afraid to come out because of repercussions. So I get why he did it, and I'm like, good for him. Like, you know, I think sports world should be one of the few places where it shouldn't matter. Like, can you produce? And it doesn't matter. But I also get why he came out. So he's like, hey, you know, suicide in the in people that are still in the closet's a high stats. I'm like, well, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think all places it shouldn't matter, but I'm with you, especially with something like that. It's always bizarre to me that I feel like the dichotomy we always see is that men are like, oh, well, what if he hits on me? And it's like, does it really offend you that someone thinks you're attractive? Like, it's not like you have to do anything about it. He's not like going to touch you and turn you gay, you know? Like, can't you just take the compliment and move on with your life?
Yeah. And I mean, look, I live in one of the gayest neighborhoods in America. So obviously I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm with you. Like, who cares? If anything, the gay dude hits on me, I take it as a compliment.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you're a good looking man who is the definition of a bear in a neighborhood where, frankly, there's a lot of bear bars. Let's be honest. You know, I'm sure you catch some heckles on the street.
The best is, what's the bar up on Capitol Hill that's famous for the drag shows?
There's a couple. Are you talking about on Broadway or over on Pike?
No, on Broadway. Is it Jillian's?
Oh, dude, I don't know the name. But Julius.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day I was up on Cap Hill walking down the street, and there's just this tall woman in a short skirt, and I'm clearly just eye banging her the whole way. And as like goes by, I realize it's somebody in drag, and she is just smiling at me. I was like, yep, that's fair. You got me.
Oh, eye banging. I love that.
All right. We're going to keep it a little bit brief tonight. Cobb, we got some emails in there.
Heck yeah. I thought you'd never ask. All right. Let's see. Yes. Question off earlier. Podcast. There we go. Looks like we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Number one, the subject is Juicy J. Hey, y'all see your boy Juicy J in the UFC this weekend? Question mark. Boys?
So I did not see it, but I saw his post that said, sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail. I'm all good. Back to training.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was
the rest of it? Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail, and then what?
Like, I'm good. No bad injuries. Back to training. So I'm assuming he either got knocked out or choked out.
Yeah. Matt, did you see the clip?
I did not. No.
Yeah. First round, he was against, I believe it was a Korean guy. It may have been Japanese. I don't remember. And he took a shot. I mean, it was a lights out shot. I don't think he went out, but he went down pretty hard. And the guy just jumped on top of him, did some additional brain damage, and they called it.
Ooh. Oh, so you saw it.
I saw the clip of it. Yeah. I checked somebody's Twitter after I saw this email, which who was this? Roger. Thank you. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I got to know. And, you know, it was a pretty brutal shot. But what I will say, check out the clip. It's kind of cool. But what I will say is, you know, Juicy J got into the freaking UFC. Like, that's pretty cool. I also feel like he's been there a couple times. He belongs to be there. So, or he deserves to be there, rather. So, you know, you got to take some L's sometimes. But, God, the nail and hammer thing, that's brutal.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Those were his words. But, yeah, I mean – that's the thing about fighting is you get used to seeing champions that don't lose that often. But like, yeah, I mean, that's part of the game. Like, you're going to take some losses. And remember, like,
yeah.
he was kind of after the Ultimate Fighter and he got booted from the UFC. I wasn't sure if he was going to make it back up. He fought all the way back, got some nice wins. So hoping he stays with the program.
Yes. And you have to be on such an elite level to even get a shot in the UFC, let alone multiple. I mean, he's a top tier fighter. But in any given fight, you know, somebody can catch you.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the beauties about MMA, right? It's not just stand up. It's not just jiu-jitsu. It's like, there's a thousand ways you could lose a fight.
Yeah, seriously. And guys are just getting so good now at everything. I mean, you almost can't defend it all. But you're right. We are used to seeing champions that never fall. And, you know, most guys realistically are more like, you know, the working grinders of the weight class, you know, some wins, some losses.
All right. What else we got?
Oh, sorry. I can't see you guys. Hey, fellas, big ups to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
To answer the most recent Cobb topic, the two craziest documentaries I've ever seen are, one, The Last Narc, a documentary on Amazon Prime about the cartel murder of Kiki Camarena and the beginning of that war on drugs. Just a crazy story that doesn't seem real. And number two, The Imposter, the craziest documentary I've ever seen. A guy pretends to be a family's long lost missing son and shit gets crazier from there. Do not look up spoilers. Cheers, Mikey Dubs.
Yeah, I know Kiki just because he's that character or that guy's featured in Narcos. So I know that story a little bit, but yeah, it's pretty sad. I would also tell people I have not watched it yet, but there's a whole documentary on a place called Action Park that was in New Jersey. And it was like the country's deadliest amusement park.
Ooh. Oh my God. It's so good. It's called Class Action Park, and rightfully so.
All right. So you've seen it.
Yeah. It's dude. Here's the thing. The documentary itself, you know, is okay. It's not that well made, but just the story is so compelling that you're going to have a good time either way. It was basically about this crazy guy who got banned from trading on Wall Street, which is tough to do with all the criminals out there these days. And then decided his next move was to move to New Jersey and to open a water park / action park. In this park, they had bumper boats where people would drive over other people's boats and sink them. They had an alpine slide, which sent so many people to the ER that they had to buy their own ambulance because the city would no longer subsidize them. It was a wild place. Lots of injuries, but also a lot of fun. Fun documentary.
Yeah, and you do. And our buddy Steve Miggs used to go there as a kid.
Oh God, I love that so much. That's such a Miggs type spot, dude. That probably inspired his love for, like, you know, top rope, like wrestling, like he's into. I mean, it was a wild, wild scenario.
Yeah, we were talking about it on the men's room on Friday, and everybody started, like, texting us, like, you've got to get Miggs on. He went there as a kid, and we had him on. And he's like, oh, yeah, it was freaking insane.
Wow.
Dude, I love that. That's such a Miggs thing to do.
Yeah.
Seriously. Dude, that God, I almost couldn't write that better. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Documentary options. I have three documentaries for you and your audience to check out. Shocking. They're all music related. These may not be the best descriptions of the documentary, but I'm trying not to copy and paste the plot from IMDb. I've attached the trailers for each. First one, Dixie Chicks, Shut Up and Sing. This is about when the band said something that a few people did not like and how much they were hated, to the point that one person wanted to murder the singer, and their comeback in 2006. Their follow-up album went platinum. A lot of the backlash, though, really hurt their tour. Two, Lamb of God, As the Palaces Burn. That sounds awesome. It's originally a documentary about the band and their fans, but during the filming, the singer was arrested and charged with killing a fan in the Czech Republic. So this is the impending trial and band trying to cope with the possible results. That's insane. That sounds good, too. The last one is Metallica, Some Kind of Monster. Again, originally a documentary about the band recording their next album. Ended up being the whole band crumbling when their bass player left, the singer going to rehab, and the band seeing a way too much money, ugly sweater-wearing therapist while recording their album. and then he has a little bit more of a funny description about it. Ted, I just want to let you know that Top Gun Maverick comes to theaters on November 19th, and then 45 days later, it will be on Paramount Plus. Hi, Matt. Stevie, the Packers fan.
Oh, what up, Stevie?
What's up, Stevie?
I never go to the theaters. I'll go to the theater to watch Top Gun Maverick. That might be a the podcast outing.
Dude, that'd be fun. I'd be in.
As long as we're talking about music documentaries, I got to give a shout out to our buddy Justin and his girlfriend. Help me out, Matt. Is it Marcy?
Yeah.
Yeah. She made me some delicious treats. She's picked up baking during quarantine. And when I left on my trip, I put some in the freezer, defrost them this weekend. Everybody's like, these are unbelievable. I was like, yeah, my buddy's girl hooked it up.
Awesome.
Hello to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Documentaries. Long time, first time. I'm guessing that means long time listener, first time emailer.
Correct.
Yep.
For those of us not
the radio curve, Bob.
The two docs I've enjoyed the most are Tickle and the Amazing Jonathan documentary. Tickle is an HBO doc about an underground tickle league that ends up becoming something a little more. The Amazing Jonathan documentary is on Hulu, and it's about a magician from the 90s that I enjoyed growing up that is now in his later years still dealing with a drug problem. I enjoy both of them because they are lighthearted, a little crazy, and they start off telling one story and end up with a totally different story at the end. On a side note, have any of you guys listened to the Mindset Mentor podcast with Rob Dial? Either of you guys heard of it? Listening to you guys has made me think of bettering myself, and the Mindset Mentor podcast has really helped me do it. They're easy to listen to, not very long, and always have some nugget of inspo or inspiration I can walk away with. Back to basics, Dan, aka DC.
All right, I like Dan. Well, we should call him DC.
Absolutely,
definitely. That's a wrap, boys. That's it for emails.
All right, we'll take a quick break right here, and then we'll come right back. All right, thanks to our sponsor, we're back, and maybe it's time to check in, see what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt means.
Check out with what's Matt.
All right. Well, I guess the main thing that happened this weekend was I flew back to Seattle, back here in the Northwest. And let's see, that was Friday we flew out, and then basically just got reacquainted to the Northwest this weekend, where I think it was like I saw 15% humidity was the most I saw in the last month. So like even though like it was triple digits a bunch, it was below, it was like 10% or less humidity. And then today I looked and it was like 90 something with like 50% humidity up here. So it's just been very different, but it's been hot. It's been beautiful. And yeah, I'm just stoked to be back.
Yeah. And Matt, I was having some beers with some reserves from some rugby guys, and they all work out with your guy over on the east side. What's he down in Renton?
Oh, Luca.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's training some rugby, the rugby guys, and Luke Wilson and Damian Lewis, and yeah, his clientele's gotten a little more high profile. When you know, I mean, that facility's world class out there, and it's called Vigor Ground and Fitness, and check it out, it's awesome if you're anywhere near Renton.
Yeah, well, between like showing up with Cobb's fancy popcorn, and then like being buddies with Luke, and like name dropping you and Luca and stuff. I mean, like I had ins on everybody at this party.
Oh, thriving. I love that. You're back.
Right. And I know just enough about rugby. They're like, oh, we like this guy. And the one guy was like, don't you guys have games this weekend? He's like, oh, I don't play. He's like, I'm not even suiting up tomorrow. I was like, all right. And some of them, I don't even know with on the team. I think they were just over here hanging out with their buddies that are on the team.
Part of the rugby crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did play golf yesterday. Echo Falls is just an awesome spot. Played with my buddy John and that listens to the podcast, and our old buddy Kyle Court from in the band Superfecta. But he used to work at the radio station with us, actually hired me there, so he's really good at golf too. It was a ton of fun, man. The clutchest thing though, it was like the three of us, and I was like, it'll just be us three. Cool. Cause like when you book three, the odds of getting paired with that lone single, I liked my chances. Anyways, the guy we got paired with is a member there. So he's been playing at this course for 15 years. So he could give us all the pointers, and we're all walking. He had a cart. So he would go up and spot the balls for us that I was not hitting all the fairways. So it was very helpful to have a guy like, hey, you're over here with the Bridgestone, Matt.
Like, I'm not shocked Kyle's good at golf. He's a hell of a baseball player too.
Yeah. And you can tell, like, you can see that baseball background in his swing, and he just pipes him. He's awesome. And he's like, he's also fully obsessed like me. Like, he's naturally talented, but he's got the net in his yard. He's out there grinding away. And like, you know, we text each other all the time about this game, because I'm annoyingly obsessed with it and my girlfriend's tired of hearing about it. So I'm like, oh, I'll text Kyle.
Hey, that's fair.
It's good to have an outlet. So yeah, it's good to be back, and yeah, gotta get you out here soon, Ted.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boo, ba-doo, ba-doo, boo, boo. Cobb
topic. Cobb
topic.
All right, boys. I was thinking about, well, I don't know. I don't know. People who have listened to this podcast a long time, do you think they would label us conspiracy theorists or no?
Ooh. Us or you?
Both. Yeah, me and then us.
I would think some people would label you kind of one. I don't know that they give us the whole one. You definitely have some different theories.
Perfect. All right, then I'm the guy for this topic. Okay. Well, basically, I don't even want, after that intro, I don't even want to say what led me to it, but the cop topic this week is, what's a good conspiracy rabbit hole to dive down? Basically to like internet research and go deep into. The most recent one for me was like all the COINTELPRO stuff. People are interested, just look it up on Wikipedia. It's just operations that the US government was running. Wow. Boys, I told you I'm out here on the streets. There's like a radar plane flying over me right now. I didn't even know what to make of that thing. It's got a propeller on the top. Dude, sorry. That's one of the craziest air vehicles I've ever seen. Wow. Yeah, so COINTELPRO, it's basically just a program that I used to do a number of things, but one of which was to disrupt movements by getting the leaders to fight each other, by inferring that there was, like, you know, weird sexual stuff going on and whatever, basically to discredit leaders of movements and or kill them in some cases. So what's a good conspiracy rabbit hole to dive down, or even better, to dive down when you're high? Email us, email at thepodcast.com. Lois?
I mean, the first one I always go back to is the Iran-Contra kind of stuff and, like, crack cocaine and how it all got into the country and what was going on. But a kind of fun one is the theory that for years the NBA was rigged to make the Knicks good again. And, like, they got Patrick Ewing and this and that. It's like a bunch of, like, I've heard both sides of it. You can make the argument that they did or didn't, but it's kind of interesting. And then, of course, I mean, for my age group, it's always going to be who shot Biggie, who shot Tupac.
And were they shot at all?
All right.
I told you about that weird, the weird photo, right? We talked about this just privately.
Is this the one where he's like, where Pac's wearing like a Jordans or something that he couldn't been wearing?
No, this is a girl I went to junior high with. I guess went to, yeah, junior high and high school with. Ooh, I don't know if I should say her name on here. I'm not going to, but I could. It's on her Facebook. It's on her Instagram. And there's a photo of her 2 years after Tupac died. She's like a little kid. She's like 8 or something. And she has a photo of her with Pac with his arm around her. And it might be Pac. It might be the best lookalike I've ever seen. There really are people out there who just look exactly like someone else. But wow, the resemblance is sickening. And she, for years, has taken that photo and showed it to anybody who had any interest. So that would be, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I saw a theory that he was like just left the country and was living in Malaysia, you know. Who knows? I think he's dead, Cuba. But the photo was crazy.
I mean, look, for years at the Cluck U in College Park, there was a dude that looked just like Pac.
Oh, yeah, dude, we have talked about that guy, the chicken spot, right?
Yeah, and he had the diamond in the nose, and he wore his bandana up front. I mean, everybody called him Tupac.
Dude, I love that he just owned it.
Yeah, right. I was like, if he didn't want everybody to call him that, like, you could take off the bandana or the nose ring, but he never did. Every time he went in there, he was like, oh, Pac's working.
Dude, I don't know why. I just love that. I love that he's just like hyping up what, like, God gave me a gift. I look like Tupac.
Matt?
Cobb, does that talk about Martin Luther King?
Yeah, Black Panthers, Martin Luther King, destabilizing movements.
Yeah, okay. That was the one that I was just listening to Rage Against the Machine one night, and, you know, they talk about how they murdered King when he spoke out on Vietnam, and then I was like, what the hell does that mean? And I think it's from Freedom. And then I was like, oh, man. Or no, it's not. It's one of the other ones off that first album towards the end, one of the deeper cuts. But I was like, what the hell is this all about? And sure enough, I mean, it was a pretty compelling. I don't even know that it was a conspiracy. It was proven in court. It just wasn't really, it didn't get a whole lot of stuff about, like, yeah, the government being involved in Martin Luther King's assassination. And that was kind of a mind blower, but I always thought, hey, I learned about this from Rage Against the Machine. And, like, it wasn't something that, like, had a ton of traction at the time as a quote unquote conspiracy. It was just not a highly publicized documentation.
Dude, that just reminded me of the biggest conspiracy that no one ever talks about, which is I saw somewhere and I have no idea if this is true. Which is, you know, just going to spread the lie and make it worse. But that the CIA, they're actually the ones who, like, proliferated the word conspiracy and conspiracy theorist to basically, like, discredit people who, like, came out saying that, you know, crazy stuff was going on and that people were working together to undermine things.
Yeah, muddying the waters.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and controlling the cognitive map.
Again, it's not super conspiracy. I was just watching an hour special on, like, the DEA and CIA. And, like, the DEA is like, look, we're here to stop drug dealers, like traffickers, whatever. And then they go back to the CIA lady and she's like, we're the CIA. Sometimes we have interests in mind that the DEA doesn't realize we're looking out for the country as a whole. I was like, damn, like that's a serious thing with those two organizations.
Wow.
And then what they never talk about, the largest organization, the NSA, who's probably listening to this right now.
Yeah, well, it's in Maryland. I used to drive by it all the time. It's right off 295.
Is it possible that we're all in so deep that none of these things are real? And we've convinced ourselves that we're like barely even conspiracy theorists.
We're like,
this one's known by everyone. This one's known on Wikipedia. It's like, maybe it's not. Maybe we just smoke weed.
I still love the conspiracy theory that I'm deep cover.
Dude, I was in a conversation about you being a cop like 3 days ago.
Yeah, because of the
car. Because of what?
Because of the car photo Joe sent?
Yes, dude, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Could be so real.
You're trying to get out ahead of the narrative. Is that right?
I mean, look, this is all.
Like, I already saw that.
It's all just a simulation, man.
Dude, yeah, simulation theory. Jesus, I've definitely smoked enough weed one or two times to be all in on that too. You're right. I am a conspiracy theorist.
All right, there you go. A little bit of a quicker one, but we still got it done. We're still pumping them out. I think the big thing for this weekend, wear some sunscreen, stay hydrated. And then other than that, man, it's summertime. Enjoy it. Go wear some shades so you don't look like a pervert checking out people.
And shoot your shots.
Shoot your shots. It's 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly. Throw some bows out there.
For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.